Leviticus chapter 4. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a soul shall sin through inadvertence against any of the commandments of Jehovah, in things that ought not to be done, and do any of them, if the priest that is anointed sin, according to the trespass of the people, then for his sin, which he hath sinned, shall he present a young bullock without blemish to Jehovah for a sin offering. And he shall bring the bullock to the entrance of the tent of meeting before Jehovah, and shall lay his hand on the bullock's head, and slaughter the bullock before Jehovah. And the priest that is anointed shall take of the bullock's blood, and bring it to the tent of meeting. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle of the blood 7 times before Jehovah, before the veil of the sanctuary. And the priest shall put of the blood on the horns of the altar of fragrant incense, which is in the tent of meeting, before Jehovah. And he shall pour all the blood of the bullock at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And all the fat of the bullock of the sin offering shall he take off from it, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is on the inwards, and all the 2 kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the net above the liver, which he shall take away as far as the kidneys, as it is taken off from the ox of the sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall burn them on the altar of burnt offering. And the skin of the bullock, and all its flesh, with its head, with its legs, and its inwards, and its dung. Even the whole bullock shall he carry forth outside the camp, unto a clean place, where the ashes are poured out, and burn it on the wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out shall it be burnt. And if the whole assembly of Israel sin inadvertently, and the thing be hid from the eyes of the congregation, and they do somewhat against any of all the commandments of Jehovah, in things which should not be done, and are guilty, and the sin wherewith they have sinned against it have become known, then the congregation shall present a young bullock for the sin offering, and shall bring it before the tent of meeting. And the elders of the assembly shall lay their hands on the head of the bullock before Jehovah, and one shall slaughter the bullock before Jehovah. And the priest that is anointed shall bring of the bullock's blood into the tent of meeting. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle it 7 times before Jehovah, before the veil. And he shall put of the blood on the horns of the altar that is before Jehovah, which is in the tent of meeting. And he shall pour out all the blood at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Verse 19. And all its fat shall he take off from it, and burn on the altar. And he shall do with the bullock as he did with the bullock of sin offering, so shall he do with it. And the priest shall make atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them. And he shall carry forth the bullock outside the camp, and burn it as he burned the first bullock. It is a sin offering of the congregation. When a prince sinneth, and through inadvertence doeth somewhat against any of all the commandments of Jehovah his God, in things which should not be done, and is guilty, if his sin, wherein he hath sinned, come to his knowledge, he shall bring his offering, a buck of the goats, a male without blemish. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the goat, and slaughter it at the place where they slaughter the burnt offering before Jehovah. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out its blood at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering. And he shall burn all of its fat on the altar, as the fat of the sacrifice of peace offering, and the priest shall make atonement for him, to cleanse him from his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. And if any one of the people of the land sin through inadvertence, that he do somewhat against any of the commandments of Jehovah in things which should not be done, and be guilty, if his sin, which he hath sinned, come to his knowledge, Then he shall bring his offering, a goat, a female without blemish, for his sin which he hath sinned. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering, and slaughter the sin offering at the place of the burnt offering. And the priest shall take of the blood thereof with his finger, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the bottom of the altar. And he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat is taken away from off the sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall burn it on the altar for a sweet odor to Jehovah. And the priest shall make atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. And if he bring a sheep for his offering for sin, a female without blemish shall he bring it. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering, and slaughter it for a sin offering at the place where they slaughter the burnt offering. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the bottom of the altar. And he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat of the lamb is taken away from the sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall burn them on the altar with Jehovah's offerings by fire. And the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin, which he hath sinned, and it shall be forgiven him.